Well, every year, Orange County conducts what is called a point-in-time count. Officials, every January, they do this, go out around Orange County to keep track of the number of people in Orange County who are experiencing homelessness, try to track trends and increases and decreases over time. I've just released numbers from this year's point-in-time count, and this year, maybe no surprise in the midst of the pandemic, but still a very troubling trend, a big increase in the number of people experiencing homelessness in 2021 versus previous years. We're joined here in the studio to talk about it by a couple special guests. Corey Rood is the director of Orange County Housing and Community Development, and Rachel Waltz is Orange County's Homeless Programs Coordinator. Corey, Rachel, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Good morning. Thanks.
So tell us about the results of the point-in-time count. What did you find? What should folks know? Rachel?
So the results from the point-in-time count were pretty alarming. We saw huge increases in the number of folks living sheltered and unsheltered in Orange County this past year in January 2021. We do have much more accurate numbers of folks living unsheltered thanks to the Street Outreach Harm Reduction and Deflection Team, which started their work in November of 2020. Additionally, we know that folks have had much harder time accessing services and resources than they would have in the past due to things like closures of libraries and community spaces. And then we also know that we expect that these numbers will continue to rise, mm-hmm. as homelessness is typically seen as a lagging indicator during economic downturns because folks will do anything and everything they can to stay in their house, in their homes.
What numbers do we have in terms of homelessness in Orange County?
So in January 27th of 2021, we saw 176 folks living sheltered or on the streets. Which was a pretty significant increase from last year, about 40% increase from last year.
Is there a precedent for that? Are there other years or periods when we've seen that big of an increase?
Not quite like this, I will say. I mean, I think there's going to be an asterisk, literally, by the point-in-time count, for 2021, and also just an asterisk in our minds, probably. Mm-hmm. This is really not something we've seen quite like this before. I think we have seen shifting numbers, and there have been various, there's a weather reason, and there was one number we just had a really low count overall that didn't seem to exactly match reality, but this is really something where, that's really got our attention because it is new, and I think, COVID is really also super new,
Is all of this ascribable to COVID? What other trends are happening beyond that?
That's a great question. There are a number of gaps kind of across the homeless system. We know that folks have difficulty accessing shelter due to a variety of factors. And so there is no same night shelter in Orange County. They have to operate off of a transitional housing model. Additionally, we know that there is not enough rapid rehousing, which is an evidence-based program that pairs financial assistance with short-term case management for folks who are experiencing homelessness. And then we also have another existing gap of not having enough permanent supportive housing in Orange County, which is targeted towards folks who are experiencing chronic homelessness. So we're having more folks entering the homeless system. When they do enter the homeless system, they are they're remaining homeless for much longer. And so those are gaps that we really need to be focusing on filling in order to really see any gains and reductions in homelessness in Orange County.
Speaking with Rachel Waltz, Orange County Homeless Programs Coordinator, also Corey Root, Director of Housing and Community Development, and the 176 number that you mentioned is the number of people experiencing homelessness. You also track specifically the number of people who are chronically homeless, and that number's gone up too, right?
Yeah, that number's gone up tremendously. I don't have the number in front of me. We've seen a measure of progress reducing the number of families experiencing homelessness. Progress with housing homeless veterans has kind of flatlined or over the last couple of years. But yeah, the number of people experiencing chronic homelessness, which is defined as folks who are homeless for more than a year or four times over the last 3 years, also living with a disability, has increased tremendously this year.
And I think that really underlines, as Rachel was saying, we've had these gaps for a long time, and COVID really just exacerbated them for the most vulnerable folks of the most vulnerable, right? And so that's what we're really seeing, and that's what's really alarming and what we're really incredibly concerned about. So these increases in people experiencing chronic homelessness, which has been going down in previous years, we have a huge jump this year. Mm. It's really concerning.
I spoke with someone last week who described COVID as a black elephant, and this is reminding me of that. It's a black swan event, the sort of thing that you only see once in a generation or so, but it's also the sort of thing that exposes the elephant in the room, the problem that already existed that we had been able to not pay close attention to, but now it's front and center, and this sounds exactly like that.
Well put.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking with Corey Root and Rachel Waltz, and we're talking about the point in time count. We've got the numbers there. What services are available for folks experiencing homelessness in Orange County, and what are we doing as a county to reach out to them and get them connected?
I think this is super important that there is help, you know, and folks can reach out to the Housing Helpline regardless of their situation. If there's anything going on with housing or anything, whatever, really, we're happy to connect folks and get folks connected. But there's a lot of rental and utility assistance available. We've already pushed out over $7 million just in the since the start of the pandemic. So, there's a lot of assistance available from a state program. There's also a program available locally to fill gaps that the state program doesn't cover. So if folks are worried about rent, worried about utility bills, please call the Housing Helpline. That's 919-245-2655 or email housinghelp@orangecountync.gov. And there's help. We'll get folks connected to the exact right resources that are needed, or if folks are needing help finding, shelter or worried about, just finding a place to stay. Also lots of help with that. I'm really happy to connect folks and wanting to do that. So please contact the Housing Helpline.
And we'll get the number and the email address up on our website, chapelboro.com, as well. One more time, the number and the email address for people who are looking for it.
919-245-2655 is the phone number, and then housinghelp@orangecountync.gov.
Again, speaking with Corey Root and Rachel Waltz, talking about the point in time count and homelessness in Orange County. We've also gotten to the point where the eviction moratorium, the federal eviction moratorium, has ended apparently for real this time. There were a lot of fits and starts, but it looks like it has ended now. What effect are we seeing of that here locally, and how do you expect that to impact the current situation?
We work really closely with our sister program, the Eviction Diversion Program, which is in the Orange County Human Rights and Relations Department. Mm. We work really hand in glove. There's lots of referrals we get from them through the Housing Helpline and for emergency housing assistance. But also, we're also funneling folks to them if there's any mention of eviction. So far, we have not seen this exponential rise in filings, which is we're really pleased about and really thankful to our, policymakers that have made so much funding available for folks to have rent and utility assistance. So we're not facing this huge mound of eviction filings, but really concerned about that. Obviously, any protection that's not available, ongoing is a huge cause for concern. But again, if folks have questions, worried about anything like that, can contact the Housing Helpline. We'll get folks connected to the Eviction Diversion Program, as well as get applications going for rental assistance, utility assistance, and any other service connections needed.
And we got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, we've been talking about where people can go if they need help. If there are people who want to help, what can they do?
That's a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to get plugged in. We have a lot of community partners that, again, we kind of work hand in glove. Folks can certainly get a connector, support some of our community partners like IFC, the Community Empowerment Fund. We also have a gaps analysis exploring kind of the broader homeless system. Folks can review the information that we have there on our website to target some of those areas to help address those gaps.
Yeah, and I'd say, like Rachel's saying, the filling the gaps is really crucial and really key. We need to have more short-term programs and rental assistance and case management, long-term financial assistance and case management for folks experiencing homelessness. So if folks are, you know, kind of system-level thinkers and wanting to work on that level, we would love that type of support. We also just need units for folks to move into. This is a huge issue. We have over 160 households currently that are connected to service providers looking for housing, and a lot of times they have a voucher in hand, you know, to pay for that housing, and yet we still can't find units. So if folks know of units in their area in Orange County, but also outside of Orange County, know of folks, you know, in their social networks or, you know, any family, et cetera, we would love to hear about those. And we have one position, a housing access coordinator, that strictly works 100% with landlords. So we'd love to get folks connected with that. We also have incentives for landlords, and we'll pay a $1,000 signing bonus for any landlord for a new lease, $500 signing bonus for a renewal lease. So we're really here to work with landlords and make that process mutually beneficial for everybody.
More info online at the county's website, orangecountync.gov. The housing helpline, again, 919-245-2655. And again, we'll have all that contact info on our website, chapelboro.com, as well. Corey Root, Rachel Waltz, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.